Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale bro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale bro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Here we are. Here we are. Right here is for the people.
The smartest dumbest can't read the language of Egyptian mummies. On a flag or a moon,
and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youth, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But save the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media villages on TV the picture is. Savages the villages and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on stand, all of a sudden you are still at Indiana Jones. And I keep out the gold and keep out the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and it's all that will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like it'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them are gonna flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them two can defeat and them could have never clone. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah. Savali, patience. What the old folks told me. Can you give a that? Discovering a world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes. It gets no realer.
We born not knowing. Are we born knowing all? We growing wiser. Are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flattered. You went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round. If the shape changed again, everybody would have stopped love. The average man can't prove of most of the things that he chooses to seek of. And still run research and find out the roots of the truth that you seek of. Galas teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with a wet mud. Can you read signs? Can you read stars? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows even though you drive cars? Can you survive against all odds?
Truth. You don't know how they gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient. For now. Who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it, try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. Superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sick of needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless, I'm fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier, 10-7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Damn. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world. Savali, patience.
Bruh, that it ready? Everybody in there? mountain, all soldiers come gather formation. My African warriors to my thugs and gangsters. It's time to fight hard cause our life is in danger. Stop practicing on each other and get the ones that's a gangster. It's time to link up and form one big army. Unite all of our numbers, get them people up off us. This whole thing designed to get you broke or you locked up. But we gon' tear it down because this world belongs to us. I say circulate the black dollar, keep the black dollar black. We were taught by master not to have each other back. Now we linking with each other, help each other stack, stack. Black pride, one nation, strong and black. That's what's now. See that job that you seek, it ain't all that it seems. They tryna really let your black Wall Street dreams. You gon' make it all happen like a king and a queen. But when you rep the culture, it ain't hard as it seems. We gon' march like Martin by the window like X. We gon' free our people by enemies next. Queen Omega showed us that with royalty. And garments stack the bread and bars of boats to set us free. When I say one, to the hood, they want you to sell dope, kill and rob for your food, but they ain't bring no jobs, so people dying for the food. It's Operation Us, and we gon' operate on us. When I say march, you say step, rep and come to the dealt. You can see past they lies, you got knowledge yourself. Use a king, use a queen, to your people, use a savior. If you don't know your culture, come and let me activate ya.
Yo, turn this motherfucking shit up.
I blame it on the government and say it on the
time ass kissing niggas got to go.
Got to go. Got to go. Got to go.
Oh, black power, black power, black power, family, black nation. Welcome to New Black Panther Party Radio. You know where to find us every night. Here tonight, day 554. This, the New Black Panther Party Black Cross broadcast, as we have extended our nightly broadcast throughout the duration of the last 18 months. Every night broadcasting at the helm, at the beginning, the start and onset of the COVID-19 biological weapon. But we live in a day of mass calamity on this earth. And if you have been joining us here on New Black Panther Party Radio, powered by the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, we send a black power salute to the New Black Panther Party National Central Committee, all of our comrades regionally, the regional officers, all of the local officers, all of the New Black Panther Party rank and file comrades. We say to you, black power, all those listening all around the world and here in this nation, since we have been broadcasting for the last few nights, we have been keying our people in and zeroing in on Hurricane Ida, which has left mass catastrophe in its wake. As Hurricane Ida had, it came at Cuba and moved through the Gulf. It came in to the southeastern part of Louisiana coast, or the Gulf Coast, and brought massive power outages, as we have had reported with us, and more will continue to update on what is going on with Hurricane Ida and the as it continues to move now, it's being decreased to a tropical depression. We'll continue to update on the movement of it as well. We want to hear fear reports from those that are in the areas of our family. We want you to press the number one. We want to hear from you tonight and all of those who have been affected by this storm, if possible. We know of the massive power outages throughout New Orleans and throughout Baton Rouge, Louisiana, as well. So you're live here tonight with your host, Brother Khatib Sadiq, New Black Panther Party National Chief of Staff. I want to welcome you to this broadcast, but it's a very serious time, family, as this catastrophic storm has begun to move out of the most affected, has done a lot of damage to the most affected and previously forecasted regions, parishes, cities that we talked about, especially the metropolitan New Orleans area, parishes surrounding New Orleans. Ida will continue to produce heavy rainfall tonight through Tuesday morning across portions of southeast Louisiana, Mississippi, and western Alabama, resulting in considerable flash and urban flooding and significant river flooding impacts. Rivers in the lower Mississippi Valley remain elevated into next week. As this now tropical depression, Ida, coming off of the 150-mile-hour force wind as it made landfall in Louisiana as a Category 4, now being reduced down to a tropical depression of the public advisory at 4 p.m. today. The National Hurricane Center talks about how Ida is beginning to move inland. Additional considering flooding impacts are likely across portions of the Tennessee Valley, the Ohio Valley, and particularly in the central and southern Appalachians into the mid-Atlantic through Wednesday. In areas that experience damage and power losses, we talked about individuals who use extreme caution during the phase that is coming, the phase of recovery. Post-storm fatalities and injuries often result from heart attacks, heat exhaustion, accidents related to cleanup and recovery, and carbon monoxide poisoning. If we hadn't taken heed to the proper instruction and direction that we have been given on this broadcast comes to proper generator use. Family, what Hurricane Ida has left in its wake is massive power outages throughout the areas and communities that were forecasted originally. The track, the forecast, the graph, the model was spot on. It was spot on, family, and it barreled through New Orleans, barreled through Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and thrashed and left trees, as we have trees reported on the ground. In the middle of the road, we have down power lines reported. We also have flooding reported LaPlace Parish was totally submerged. We are seeing in the wake of Hurricane Ida a situation that is we are moving into, but coming from us initially, giving the forecast, giving the clear direction and a clear instruction to evacuate those. Some did, some did not, but for whatever reason, now on our hands, Black Nation, we have a serious situation where many of those do not have power. We have situations where our elderly people may be in very life-threatening conditions, as there is no power if they are hooked up, or even children or anybody in our family, if they are hooked up to certain machines or things of that nature. We know that that can also be a big, serious health issue. If those who need certain medical equipment and don't have the capacity to have had a generator and now are having are affected by the power outages, we know that that can be very troubling and even fatal in many cases, as we've seen in the past. We also know that there are some who had to go on their roots as well. What we're saying is that in the wake of Hurricane Ida, it has left mass catastrophe, as this calamity, this storm system in Hurricane Ida, that is now being reduced down to a tropical depression. Here on the National Hurricane Center, it gives the gives the public advisory, and the watches and the tropical storm and tropical storm warnings have been discontinued. But it does not mean that the area is safe, because there is flooding in these areas, and with flooding comes drowning. So we must exercise extreme caution at this time. And for those that are not in the parishes and cities and African communities who have been affected by Hurricane Ida, this broadcast is something like a rallying call. This broadcast is a roll call. It is a call out to those of our people who see what has been left in the wake of this catastrophe and have the capacity to donate monetarily to the cause of the preparations to provide basic water and basic sanitary and cleaning and basic bare necessities that are necessary for our people in this time. We are a organization working along with other great Black organizations focused in primarily of the new Black Panther Party, Black Cross. We work with those who are in the same line of this voluntary action that is put forth in the efforts of new Black Panther Party members who participate in the new Black Panther Party, Black Cross. But there's more, because those of us who are not in these areas, and for those who are in these areas, press the number one. We want to hear from you. We want to hear about the conditions, have the conditions. And like, even though the public advisor is saying that these storm warnings and storm watches have been discontinued, it does not take away from the damage that has been left in the wake of this storm. So we say that this is a rally call for those who can financially donate, participate. At this point in this hour, it is up to us now to come together to be able to make an operation successful. It is financial. These are the keys to nation building and nationhood. These are the keys to Ujima and Ujamaa, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, making our economics cooperate with us, making our money work for us. Some of us ain't got no money, didn't have no money before this storm. When we say money, we don't necessarily mean just money. We find ourselves in these same conditions in these communities here in this nation. And oftentimes, too many times, we find the manipulation of mass calamity targeted and used as a war strategy of economic exploitation, social degradation, and humiliation, all by the way of the goddamn crackerdemic.
Now we see at this time that it is time for us to do what it is that we can. Those of our people who are not in these areas, who have the ability to put the word out, we'll start there. We'll start there, right? Everybody can put the word out. Everybody can tell somebody that our people are needing of water, basic cleaning material and sanitary material and non-perishable food, that our people are in need of the basic bare necessities. And it's something that everybody can do. You can put the word out. You can support us financially, monetarily, and support the great work. You can send us a Cash App at $BlackPowerDoc. So we're going to continue this update here on this Black Cross broadcast, New Black Panther Party Radio, day 554. Here live with us on the line, we have our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, Black Power Comrade.
Black power, everybody. Black power, black nation, black power to the Pan-African diaspora of our people. We want to, we want to thank the Most High, really, you know, the Creator, the ancestors. You know, we pray that our people would not come to harm with this horrible, you know, catastrophic storm that came through. And there are, you know, material losses. I, to my understanding, there may have been, unfortunately, a few casualties, but as a mass, what this storm had the potential to do, the people were spared. Now, there are some uncomforts and some discomfort and a little unsettling things that folks are going to have to deal with. Unfortunately, we've been getting calls constantly. We've been tuning in to the comrades down on the ground in Louisiana from Lafayette all the way to even folks as far as in Alabama. And we're waiting. We want to hear from our folks in Mississippi. But in particular, we're going to zoom in on the comrades and the people in Louisiana. Now, the main part of the city of New Orleans did not get the brunt of the storm, praise be to Allah. However, the surrounding perimeter, we would call it the Metroplex, on the west side, what they call it, the West Bank, there was a lot of storm damage as far as roofs being ripped off and also flooding. In La Paz, that's west of the western La Paz and Kenner, which are majority black areas, those towns are they were, so for instance, if you live in Atlanta, it's like Atlanta, then you got Decatur, you know, it's still like, you got Stone Mountain, you know, that's still what we consider the Metroplex. Like if you live in Dallas, you might have Dallas, you might got Plano and Arlington and all of those places, but that's still, we still that consider that the Dallas Metroplex. So is it, or in Houston, it might be like Houston, and then you might have Acres Home, and you might got Missouri City and Pearland, or Sugar Land, but there's still a Metroplex or the Woodlands. So this is the same case in New Orleans. So we, our people in the La Paz, the Slidell, the West Bank area, and Morgan City. Now Morgan City is before you get to New Orleans. It's along the coast. It got hit bad too. And these again are majority black areas, and our people need our help. So what we want to do, what we are doing, is we have already galvanized and have a committed couple of dozen people who are ready to go out and distribute supplies and do whatever necessary legwork and groundwork that needs to be done in this great humanitarian cause. The New Black Panther Party has activated the Black Cross, in which we first started the Black Cross 16 years ago when Hurricane Katrina struck. After the Black Cross, we did relief aid for Haiti when they had the earthquake in 2010. We've done several responses to the different storms that have hit the Gulf region over the last few years, including recently, we were out in Lake Charles last year. We were out in Houston when Hurricane Harvey hit a couple of years before that. So this is nothing new to us. What we do when we go in, we try to come in very practical. We bring the basic necessities that people need after a storm. If you've been flooded, or you've been hit by a hurricane or a tornado, and you've lost power, what are some of the things you're going to need immediately? Because remember, it's summer. Everybody, we're going to need to bring these families water. Water is going to be a key thing to bring the people. And I'm not talking about sending somebody to some place where they got to go to a waiting lines. No, the Black Cross, we literally actually hit the ground, hit the neighborhoods, and put these supplies directly in the hands of the people while they're at their home. They need cleaning supplies. They're going to need cleaning supplies. You know, any type of non-perishable canned goods we would bring, but we don't want to bring other things that are going to be like bulky. Could have rodents get into it. We would take canned goods, things of that nature. But in particular, we want to focus on water, sanitary items, cleaning supplies. Let's just keep it short and sweet. Water, sanitary items, cleaning supplies. So we are able to get those particular supplies right here in Houston where we're high and dry. But these type of operations, it costs money. It costs money for us to rent these U-Hauls that can store these boxes and crates. We have to pull trailers. We have to rent pickup trucks. There are individuals who have their own individual vehicles, but going into a disaster area, you want to rent a vehicle. If we have anybody that has any high water vehicles, by all means, we would like to work with you. I just ran into someone just a couple of hours ago that has access to a few high water vehicles, but they're going in a different capacity. You know, we ran into some people who have tow trucks, who high water tow trucks, who are going to be going in. They said they would help assist with bringing supplies down, but we would have to have people on the ground to receive them, and then we would need to be able to move around and distribute them. So these operations cost money. So we ask you to go to the Black Cross, MVPP, blackcross.com. You can even go on to MVPP. org and click the donate button. It's going to immediately bring you to the Black Cross, and it's going to have you to send a Cash App. We want you to send us a Cash App to $BlackPowerDollar, and you can put a message when you send that Cash App, what you're sending it for. The work that needs to be done is coming from the hearts and minds of the people, and let's face it, it could be your city or your town that hits a disaster next. There's not one corner of this country, not one segment of this country, and in fact, there's not one segment of this planet that isn't being affected or soon to be affected or will be affected by a natural disaster. So those of you who are in areas that are not affected, that have the means, it all adds up. Nothing is too small, and certainly no donation is too great, but it all adds up. It costs gas. Our volunteers are not getting paid to do this. We're volunteering our time, our minds, our bodies. So we need contributions. We have comrades we've been hearing from. Hopefully, I'm not sure if they're on the line. I do know that it is a fact that the Baton Rouge, as well as New Orleans, and all the surrounding areas, they are without power. And New Orleans is going to be without power for a minute. When I'm saying a minute, it can be up to a couple of weeks to a month. Baton Rouge is down. I'm not sure. They said it may be up in a couple of days. We don't know this as far as power. So if any of the comrades are on the line, we want to hear from them immediately so that they can use their juice. But I did get some reports, and I can tell you what they were telling us. We heard from Comrade Shaka Zulu first thing this morning about what was going on in the West Bank with the power outages. Heard from Comrade Leon on the West Bank. We're going to the power outages. We heard from our chairman, Brother Kai Amen, and he did some recon and was able to get us some reports about the conditions. We have our comrade Ken that was on. I think Sister Amla just sent me a report. Um, Sister Amna just sent me a report. I think this is a list of when people can expect to get power. But this looks like this is for fuck. God dang, y'all not gonna believe this. It's saying that some places might not even get power until November the 1st. That's a long time to be without power. What the hell? This is our months without power? Fam. We need to get the basic supplies and resources to the people. The majority, this cannot be so. I just got a report. Sister Amna just sent miscommunication. And this is something from the news. And it's listing the different cities, eight areas, Jefferson Parish. It says the majority of customers who can receive power will be restored by power by Monday, November the 2nd. Holy shit. That's a long time to be without power, fam. That's a long time. So at the minimum, what we need to be able to do, but we're going to have to do much more. At the minimum, we should be able to go down, do assessments, bring water, bring supplies. We need to be able to do our recon to get on the ground. Brothers and sisters with the party, I got some very important information that I just received that when we do our call after this show, we must get on. Do we have anyone on the line from the others, from the city that are able to give a report? Let's get them on now as we understand that they are right now, they should be in the house because the curfew has been in effect. All of these areas are under a curfew, a dusk to dawn curfew, meaning 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So imagine being stuck in the house 12 hours, no power. At a minimum, we need to bring water, hygiene items, and at least something tangible. We're going to have to get with the comrades perhaps and find out what other resources we can get. But those are the things that we're galvanizing as we speak. Fam, we have anybody on line, Brother Catchit?
Nobody on the line from the area that's pressing number one.
Pressing number one. I don't know if they even have power because comrades had to go charge up their phones in the car.
We got this.
We got
Black Power.
Black Power says, Amna, go ahead. National Minister of Communication. Okay, so what you got? I just read that message. Go ahead, Queen.
Yeah, half of Baton Rouge, probably about 60-70% of Baton Rouge is still. We don't have power, no phone service. I'm actually talking on the Wi-Fi. We had to get out and come to our family house where they never lost power, you know, across the river. So I'm talking on, I was talking on Wi-Fi.
Oh.
We don't have.
So you said service. You lost cellular service.
Yeah. AT&T,
what the hell is going on?
It's down. AT&T is completely down up in Baton Rouge and New Orleans.
What the fuck?
Yeah. But the comrades and I in Baton Rouge, we've been getting donations. We Raheem, he got a pallet of water and some other stuff. And, you know, when we do go out there, he said he'll bring the cast iron pack and do a big old jambalaya. You know, so he said he'll get the food together for us. So even
get him on, make sure you have him on the call at the 9 o'clock call. I got some very important
info. I will,
info.
And you know he got you know the camper, the RV, they got air, he got a four wheeler. You know, he said whatever we need, just let him know.
All right. We'll get him on the line, and then get him on the line at 9. We gotta come together, family. Now go ahead and read that report what you sent me about the power.
All right, hold on. It says the majority of customers who can receive power will be restored by the end of the day, Monday, November 2nd. Jefferson Parish will be restored by Monday, November 2nd. Avondale, November 2nd. Bridge City, November 2nd. Waggaman, November 2nd. Gretna, November 1st. Harvey, November 1st. Marrero, November 1st. Tarrytown and West Wego, November 1st. Power will be restored.
Oh, that's the West Bank. All of that is the West Bank, fam. You know what? Look at November 1st. I mean, is this some kind of political scheme? Is there an election going? No, elections take place on November the 2nd? Is this some kind of a political scheme? What the hell? That's crazy. Yep. So people are going to be displaced. That's the West Bank. All of those areas that you named are composed of the West Bank. From Gretna, Marrero, Harvey, all of that's the West. So when we say the West Bank, that's still New Orleans proper. It's just the other side of the river. We call it the West Bank. So.
Yeah.
And then what about Baton Rouge? When are y'all supposed to receive the supplies?
They just said that they're working around the clock. I've been checking out energy the outage map, and like some streets over from us, like they have lights, but we just don't have lights. They just said they're working as quick as they could. And luckily today, like most of the day, it's been like real breezy, you know, from the storm or whatever. It wasn't too hot today, but tomorrow they got a heat advisory, so it's about the heat about to pump back up.
Yep, that generally happens after the storm, because think about it, so much energy has been taken from the atmosphere. And, you know, I know every time we have a hurricane, you can barely catch a breeze after that, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. So what we're going to need to do, fam, we gotta come on in and do what it takes to assist our people. That's what we got to do.
Yep. That's right.
We got to assist our people. That's what we got to do. All right. Well, I tell you what. We're going to step on up. What else do we got, Brother Captain? Thank you, Sister Amina. If you need any other information, just let us know. But this line is open. This line is open. What else you got, Brother Captain? Correct.
Oh, I'm sorry. My line was on mute. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right, Black Power. I have some information from a website called Streetwise. It comes off the Department of Transportation and is giving some information on reported street floodings and debris closures in the city of New Orleans, so I think that's important as well. So I want to read through this. All right, let me look on here. All right, so this is starting 7 in the morning. Reported street flooding in the Carrollton Underpass, which they have listed as closed. Street flooding reported at 5:44 p.m. of the Press Underpass, which they have listed as closed. At 5:35, the Downman Underpass reported street flooding and have it listed as closed. These next few they don't have listed as closed, but it is reported street flooding.
Let me say that those areas are in New Orleans. Carrollton, I used to live off of Carrollton. Mm-hmm. Carrollton is over there, like not far from where Nat lives, and also by Tulane and all of that 17th Ward, Holly Grove area where Brother James was. Dahlman, that's New Orleans. That's in the east. That's over right past the Ninth Ward, over in that area. So those are areas in the city. These are areas within New Orleans that this is taking place in. So, you know, reports are going to be getting more and more reports coming in, and we want to make sure that we are accurate, you know, in our reporting. So, you know, the reporters can change. So now we are able to confirm flooding within the city. Go ahead, brother.
All right, Black Power. At 3430 Florence Avenue at 2:50 p.m., reported street flooding at 946 at 5200 Black Tulis Drive, reported street flooding. Tell me if I'm saying this right. General De Gaulle Drive in Mar.
Yes, General De Gaulle, that's right over there, not far from where General Rico lives. That's the exit where General Rico and the Elder Malik live. So that's the great, that's the Algiers area. I'm looking at this list. Go ahead, because it's the hell damn city. The list that Alma just sent me. See, that's the thing, because after the storm passed, it's still flooding. Okay, check this out. Is this what you're reading? Diamond Underpass, Toll in North Claiborne. That's Robert E. Lee, Chef, Airline. This is the whole damn city. St. Bernard, Crowder, Bullard. That's the east. Pontchartrain, Galvez, and Canal. That's by the that's on the other side of the bridge from where the French Quarters is. General Ogden, that's over there in the Holly Grove area. Leandis, that's definitely Holly Grove area. Carrollton, yeah, that's all in the Holly Grove area. This is in the city. General Gallia, Marigny, Spain, North Claiborne. This is downtown. So from downtown to uptown, there is flooding. Fuck. Chef Mentua, this is every section of the city, inside the city and around the city. What is this right here? Let me see. Genoise, North Claiborne, Crowder, that's the east. Crowder, Tulane and Carrollton, yep. Bel-Air, Oleander. Yeah, this is every section of the damn city. It's not a section missed. We got uptown, downtown, West Bank, Slidell, LaPlace, Kendall. So the hurricane passed. Now, you know, let me say this. A lot of times when we're watching these weather channels, they're going to only basically report to you from the standpoint of loss of, you know, something like tragic. You know, they want to report death and mayhem. But it is a tragedy, right, to be flooded, to be trapped without water. Now, if there's flooding and power is out, people's foods are going to start going spoiling. People's foods are going to start spoiling. And the city being so evil, the wickedness that they did to the people, I'm talking about those so-called people that are in power, by trying to force people to not be able to go into restaurants that they didn't take the vaccine. And thank God we found out that 70% of the people refused to fall for that vaccine thing. So now that this storm is taking place, I raised the question, when the city's levee pumps start pumping water away, where do you think those pumps are pumping water to? I mean, you got a lake, another lake, and a river, and you pumping water. Where do you think this water is going to go to? I know one thing, what they made sure the water is being pumped away from the French Quarter. They make sure the water is being pumped away from the French Quarter and the business district. We know that for a fact. So what are these neighborhoods that I'm naming to you? These are the black areas. It's mighty funny that the nice white areas, like the Garden District, why those cities, those areas aren't being reported as having flooding? How is it that, I'm just going to paint this picture to you. You got one street, Claiborne, that runs straight through the city. Now, the areas like the Garden District, over there, Lakeside, Lakeview, where they got the big old nice houses, now they literally sit on the lake. How are these streets not flooded? This is by design, yo. How are these streets not flooded? So, with that being said, We have volunteer work to be done, the humanitarian effort. But that does not mean that we would not be doing recon and paying attention to man-made manipulation of a natural disaster to further try to gentrify or push our people out of the city. Political tactics. There's no way in the damn world. Look how big Houston is. Houston is 10 times bigger than New Orleans. Houston is literally 10 times bigger than New Orleans. When we had Hurricane Harvey that actually hit this city, we didn't go no months without no power coming on. Months? It's just now September. Now, somewhere like even Lake Charles, I would say New Orleans is probably about 4 times the size of Lake Charles. It took them at least a month or so to get the power. I mean, they were literally devastated, some of rules and things lifted off. I'm finding this hard to believe that time frame is maybe that's just like the most extreme, you know, worst case scenario. We would hope that that's not the case. And if it is the case, a lot of questions have to be answered, fam. Because in other words, they're going to force people to leave the city. Because who in their right mind is going to sit in the house with no power for 2 months? I'm talking about neighborhoods. Going to sit in the city for 2 months. I say there's a political objective in place here. And we're going to have to really be on top of what's going on. Now, we know that there's loss. We know that there were structural damages. And it's just no getting around. You got power lines down, but not no 2 months worth of power lines. No way. I'm not buying that. So what we will make sure is to keep reporting. Do we have anybody on yet that wants to give a report? If you want to give a report, press 1. Now, we got to keep in mind that, again, our people are without power. Fuck. You know, we are going to really just need to keep gathering our intelligence, make assessments, and make the necessary adjustments based on this assessment, and be able to really and practically and actually be able to deal with it. We got to deal with it. Ain't no getting around it. What you going to do, go hide under a damn rock? So for those who have the means, do send us a contribution so that we, those of us who are willing and able to go down, could offer some relief, some assistance as in these next coming days. Yes, we do have, I understand that I-10 in certain places had water and you couldn't even pass it. So, of course, when we go in, we will have to wait until the road conditions are clear. So we are looking at within the next 72 hours to be hitting the ground. But within the next 20, but we're not waiting to when we're able to hit the ground. The work starts now as we are having to collect supplies, load supplies, store supplies, and make sure we have the right equipment as we're going in. And that's what we're doing as we speak. This broadcast is part of our emergency response efforts. Again, this broadcast was started on a daily basis once the pandemic hit. Now we've had a natural calamity that will require us getting able bodies of brothers and sisters involved and on board. So thank you, brothers and sisters. We're not ending this broadcast, but thank you, everyone, who has made a concerted effort to bring us information. And again, you know, those of you who stayed, you know, this is kind of the direct consequence. You know, we know what happens after a storm. You might have missed the storm, but what about the power outages? That's the worst thing. And if you were affected by the storm, I hope that you've already registered with FEMA. See, the thing about it is, that's another thing. If you registered and got a FEMA number, you would have been able to get into a hotel and be able to stay into a hotel until this passes. So now we're going to have folks that are, you know, they weathered out the storm. Now they're going to try to, if their vehicles were not flooded or destroyed, are going to be trying to leave. This is why we were pleading for folks to leave. Even if we wanted to right now, we can't even get into the city because of the highway having water. So we have to wait a couple of days. So in these days that we're waiting, we just have to stack up our materials to bring in once we come. So Black Power, I'm passing it back to you, brother.
Black Power, we have our chairman, I'm Pat Bruce, Brother Big Knowledge on the line. Black Power, comrade, can you hear us?
Black Power, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, Black Power, Black Power, what's going on? I appreciate you guys holding down the show during this tumultuous time we're going through, this war of attrition. And I definitely appreciate the Vanguard speaking what needs to be said, you know, from experience and from knowledge. So, yeah, this I'm the local chairman, Baton Rouge, Brother Knowledge. I'm going to go from the top. Anything y'all want to speak on specifically first? You want me to talk about what's going on in Baton Rouge with the lights and everything? And
yeah, whatever you want to say, brother, you have the floor. Just go from yours.
All right. In this area near Sherwood Falls Boulevard and I-12 interstate, we now have lights. Less than an hour ago, they came on. So everything is starting to come back up. There's a few food places that are open, not too many. Gas stations, their pumps are coming on and whatnot. People are getting their little potato chips and cigarettes and all that kind of stuff. So it's looking pretty good. And all you feel right now is the care of the people. No one's in a frenzy. No one's all upset. That's how you feel. People are in need, and people are, you know what I'm saying, people are going for what we do. And what we do, we survive. That's what people are doing right now. No one's in a rush. There's no extra animosity. I mean, maybe, you know, between a few people. But as far as the majority of the city and what I felt driving around this morning and then just coming back right before the sunset, you know, it felt good. You know, everyone was happy calling people checking up on everybody. I mean, people just really, really caring about, even if they didn't have lights or power, they would say, hey, I'm glad you have lights and power. Those were the text messages and the calls we were getting the calls and messages from people I ain't heard in a while, just checking on people. So people do care. So when people say all black people don't care about you, yes, they do. You may not call them all the time, but guess what? That's why we have this spiritual connection between each other.
That's it.
But so, you know, the ancestors come in and they give us what we need 100%. You know what I'm saying? We have those soul ties, and you can't break that. You can't break that with a little bit of water and some rain. You understand what I'm saying? No matter what, we can have nothing in our hands. We still going to crack a joke, give you a hug and a smile. And that's what black folks do. So all they're talking about, all black folks do is fight. No, we don't. That's going to happen between some people, but no, we are powerful and beautiful people. We love each other. And that's what's happening right here between Baton Rouge, La Place, New Orleans. Some people still don't have a lot, but we're making sure everyone is straight between the different sides of town and whatnot. We offering people, hey, look, if you don't have lights, come over here and take a hot shower, because it's been, you know, that water's probably a little cold right now. You understand what I'm saying? You have little kids come and get something hot to eat, you know what I'm saying, some barbecue. That's what's going on right now, letting everybody know where's the gas, where's the what grocery store is open. So it's really spotty right now. My partner, I just talked to my partner. He has three trees down in his neighborhood. So I'm going to try to help him tomorrow a little bit and get some things done for what we can. Not on the power line, but he had a tree fall in his yard. And we're going to chop that up so he can get in his driveway again. Let's see. Other than that, we collecting donations here to Baton Rouge chapter and getting some things out, getting some things out to the people. We're going to most likely start tomorrow. Sister Amina, the biggest heart in Louisiana, she reached out and, hey, look, we got donations, and she started moving. She started moving between Baton Rouge and across that river, you know. So things are really, really happening for the good of the people, and that's what we go for. People say they want to help the neighborhood and create all these organizations. Where are you going to be when disaster strikes? When people really need you, where are you going to be? You going to be on the internet just talking to folks, or you going to be out here on the ground? You're going to be out here on the ground. And that's who we are, boots on the ground. That's why I'm happy to be a part that you guys accepted me in the new Black Panther Party for self-defense under Sister Crystal Muhammad. That's why I'm so, so happy. I'm serious. And people see that
man,
in me.
I drafted you because you was already had the heart for the people when we were out there fighting for Trayvon Pellerin. You know, your energy, your the fight that you do for the people that are on lockdown, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
all of us in this party, like, we have a kindred spirit, you know. We recognize
mm-hmm.
our own, you know what I'm saying? We don't want no fucking idiots and no scary, you know. We just need genuine, courageous people, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate you. We appreciate you, Sister Amina, all of the comrades, Brother Captain.
Oh, yeah.
Today is Brother Captain's birthday, everybody. Black power.
Black
it's
power,
Brother
Captain's
birthday. Yeah. And the brother working on his birthday.
Yeah.
That's the
kind of
thing.
Chairman Fred.
Yep, the same
Chairman,
day as Chairman Show Lee. Oh.
That was yesterday. Chairman Fred's birthday was yesterday.
I thought it was today.
We were the 29th.
Oh,
damn,
okay.
We supposed to went over that yesterday. But Chairman Fred, no, rest in peace. You know what we was doing, brother. We doing
right.
The work for the people.
Right on. But yeah, everything is going good here. The college kids, they're communicating and finding out what's going on. Other organizations, they're getting things together, and we're really trying to push. I'm trying to push this other organization and get some generators down there in New Orleans and La Place for the comrades, you know what I'm saying? So that's really going good. But out of all that, you know, all those things are great, but we got to talk about what's really going on. We're going to correct these powers that be. I was up last night, the middle of the night, and they put Mayor Cantrell for New Orleans on the call. She couldn't get on their radio station, so they got on WBRZ. The first thing she said, well, the power's going to be out for a little while. I said, okay, yes, we know that. But then the second thing she said, now she was only on left for like 3 minutes. Out of all the things she could say to uplift people, to make sure that their spirits are up on high, to ensure her that everything is going to be okay, she going to say, we're going to have extra police out here for looting. Out of all the shit she could say, she going to say that. Nah, let me tell you something. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Low down. Don't have a heart for the people at all. They already got on her about trying to move City Hall to Congo Square. You gonna take a building that y'all go meet and have a meeting to tear down and to the most historical place probably in this country in New Orleans? They tore up and she had to cancel that. Not to mention with the prison. They tried to spend a bunch of money to build a whole other prison. They shut her down on that, too. The people rallied together, and they got on her hard. You understand what I'm saying? And they had to back off on that, her and the sheriff, you know. And also with the brothers down in New Orleans, I mean, I ain't going to speak on it too much. You know what I'm saying? Sewage and water pumps, how they was out before the storm even happened. You know what I'm saying? And not to mention, and how I knew, and how I know now she's about to get checked, if you remember, General Honore, who came down and helped a lot during Katrina, they asked him, did she do a good job as far as preparation on this storm? The only thing he said, we going to see. And, oh, yeah, we going to see. She had, that is incompetence, ignorance, that is a lack of leadership, way lack, not caring for the people, understanding. The excuse talking about it was too late to evacuate. No, you too late to respond because you don't know what you're doing. That's bad leadership, period. You're supposed to help. You put there for the people and help the people and prepare the people. And not only her, also the mayor here in Baton Rouge. Now, they let Lil Boosie, I like his music, but your actions speak louder than words. They let him party all the way up to Saturday morning, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. But then, now, us in Baton Rouge, East Baton Rouge Parish, we got a curfew. You let him party all the way up until Saturday morning. Let all those kids at Southern stay in those dorms. They let all them kids stay in them dorms at LSU. Didn't know how this storm was going to be. One of the worst. But you're going to tell us, the people who are out here trying to get what we need, we got a curfew. You must be out your damn mind. She tried to do the same thing during the flood after Sterling got killed. The people said, I got to get food. I got to get to my people. The people going to do what they need to do. You cannot stop a city from moving, especially when they are in need, especially when they're trying to help each other. So that's a lack of leadership. Not to mention, let's get on John Hale Edwards, the good old government governor. Now, we already know what he don't want to pay attention to. We already know that. We rallied down there multiple times for Kawan Charles and Ronald Green, got on the state police chief and him. Never heard a word, even trying to correct anything last year, even this year. Never said a thing about none of these people that didn't die for these police murders. None of that shit, because they his homeboys. He in bed with the pigs. You know, so they probably in the bed for real. But and then you're going to come out and say, I'm not going to deploy rescue services for people in the middle of the night. I'm going to wait till daybreak. That's what rescue services are damn for. So you got people in the Plas and Homer, home flipped over. You got people drowning. I'm seeing messages on Facebook and Instagram and everywhere else people sending me. I'm seeing it. They are drowning. They got pregnant women. They sitting on top of houses. The water's coming up. Who's going to come save us? The only people that saved us is the Cajun Navy. The only ones that were allowed to respond, but you wouldn't send nobody else out. You didn't know what was happening in Baton Rouge. You didn't know what was happening in Homer or Thibodeau or any place like that who was getting flooded. Or over in Plaquemines Parish, water rushing in on people. You didn't want to deploy emergency services. But then he said, oh, well, I do expect we're going to have some deaths. You uncaring asshole. That's why we stand up and fight for our people. That's because we going to save us. We ain't going to wait on this white man to do shit for us. We ain't going to beg him either. We can do it for ourselves, and that's what we're doing. That's what folks are doing around here. That's what we're doing right here in Baton Rouge. That's what they're doing in Houston, in New Orleans, and all over this country. When they realize that the powers that be are not for them, the people, we for us. You know what I'm saying? We about us. They continue to do the same old, nobody wants, that's not nice. You putting people in danger first, then when people in danger, you don't want to come and rescue them? What kind of shit is that? What kind of devilish shit is that? Over and over again, they do the same thing over and over. The devil keeps showing us who he is. He tell us his name and everything. But yet and still, you got these coons around here. They want to slap hands and hand jive and tap dance with them, and that's why we're suffering. We got to get them up out of there and let them know we don't need you right here tap dance for us. Let us tell the white man that you back on up, because shit need to be said. If you don't want to say it, we going to say it. You understand what I'm saying? They got council members who was down there Friday night at the Boosie concert, didn't have a lick of information about what needed to be done. I called up the mayor's office on Friday and asked them, where are the extra centers for the people if this storm get bad? They had no answer. Oh, we got the regular centers. What regular centers? You telling me if 100,000 people get this home, y'all got a place for them already? Oh, well, I don't know about that. Yeah, see, I need, don't know, and I hung up the phone. You know what I'm saying? Over and over again, we have to help us. We have to create commerce. We got to create ends, equity, but the people are going to help. And Lil Boosie then ran up into Atlanta. He ran up to Atlanta the same night. You think he down here? No. You think the governor without electricity right now?
No. It's all the way fucked up. He could came down there and slaughtered stepped and fetched, and then got out. No assistance for the people. He ain't come back with nothing.
I ain't heard nothing. I've been asking folks. Straight up. And that's what it is. If folks are pissed off. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop letting folks that make songs and make us sing and dance and keep giving them passes. You understand what I'm saying? We was in a dire situation on Saturday. We didn't know what was going to happen. And y'all down there doing this, and Southern let it happen, Southern University. Instead of getting them kids out on buses and getting them out of them dorms that could have fell over and could have got towed down, y'all could have got them up out of here, at least somewhere where you can actually protect them away from it. You know, y'all could have just went to Lafayette. But that's the kind of problem we got, and he need to be called out on it. The mayor, these council members and everything, because none of them said nothing. They posting the shit from Red Cross. Like, we know the Red Cross we're going to do. We know the Red Cross number. What number you got? Where your house at? I'm going to come to your house since I ain't got no power. I'm coming to your house. You got power? But, yeah, so that's all I wanted to say. I had to get that out. That's
what
I'm saying.
What the hell the Red Cross going to do?
Thank you. They ain't going to do nothing. They going to give you $500.
When we were on the ground, they were begging us for donations.
Exactly. What the Red Cross going to do? Not a goddamn thing. Give
yep,
you some
exactly.
fucking dog food. Give you some cold dog food at that. And an itchy-ass blanket.
Yeah.
That's how they food look. They flop on there. They was slapping them people. I'm talking about down here in Houston and up there after in New Orleans. They were just slapping on some old kind of white, some kind of white substance and some kind of cold-ass chicken with red blood coming out. I'm talking about savage. And some itchy-ass smallpox-looking blankets. So... it's on us, like the brother said. It's on us, family. We got work to do. We got work to do. And what we're going to need to do is continue to stand up for the people, continue to tell the truth. You know, we need to send everybody, make sure everybody goes to the NBPP, blackcross.com. NBPPblackcross.com. When you go to blackcross.com, you will see those pictures on there, those images on there. Those are that's actual work that we put in over the years. You can read on the site all of the disasters that we have responded to. 16 years now we've been doing this, over 15 years, voluntarily. We don't get no big budget. The same brothers and sisters that go out when one of our people get murdered and have to stand out with the police and demand justice are the same brothers and sisters that are out when it's not a disaster, out serving feeding the community and feeding the homeless. The same brothers and sisters are the ones that we pull our resources together, and when there's a disaster, we put boots on the ground to bring supplies. This is our duty as freedom fighters. To serve the people. Because you know what? We are the people. And it is our responsibility. Right now, this is on our watch, brothers and sisters. This is on our watch. We see time and time and time again with the government. What are they going to do? We see time and time again, every now and then. And it's a miracle, you know what I'm saying? And basically... you know, this is how the brother Raheem was brought up. His mom was a Panther. He been out there on the street him fighting for when he was a little teenager. Raheem, the councilman Raheem, that's a diamond. That's shit. One in a million. And we thank him and we appreciate him. But what about all these other motherfuckers? We get, we got a few good people like the Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. Out of all these people, this lady, the only one comes to our aid. So we're going to give credit where credit is due. But we were able to name two politicians. That's a goddamn shame. Out of all these elected officials, from the city council to the state representatives, to the Congress people, to the mayors, to the aldermen,
Why is it that we can only name two people? We gotta, you know, we can say Rafa Walker's done some good work up there in Newark. But even, you know, most recently he, you know, with the vaccine shit. But we can, I mean, just think about it. All these places, all these cities and towns, we cannot, on one hand, one person, count five people. I was able to name one mayor, one councilman, and one congresswoman. That shows you, if you think your trust is coming from this government, your salvation, you got another thing coming. How do you think these people get in office? They get in office by the people. And it's going to be the work of the people that's going to get us through this, fam. Right? So let's pull together. Send us a contribution to NBPPBlackCross.com. Go to NBPP.org, click that donate button. That way you can see the work of the new Black Panther Party on the front line, as well as in the trenches doing our humanitarian work. You're hearing from our National Minister of Communication. I know our Baton Rouge chairman. You heard from our New Orleans chairman. Myself, your national chairman. I'm from New Orleans. I live in Houston. Yes. You're fucking right. I take this personal. But it's business as well. It's about Black Nation business. We've seen this. We don't have to, this is not our first rodeo. You know, we have to be precautious. And some things are just precautionary protocols. You know what I'm saying? Because right after storms are going on in areas that have high water, you want to be able to have as much visibility as possible. That's a safety thing. But if you take an area like Baton Rouge that didn't get no damn flooding, it just got power out, that's another thing. Now, we also need to be mindful, fam. Right now, everybody is, you know, are you okay, you okay, you okay mode, which is beautiful. But as the days go by and people are without power and without resources, some folks gonna get out of pocket. So let's be prepared to do, what do we call it, de-escalation, conflict resolution. You know, shit, how do you feel after you just came in the house and it was scorching hot outside? You don't come in the house after coming out there scorching heat and be like, la-di-da, 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 oh, what a wonderful day. You don't be like that, right? You be like, oh, shit, hell. You be stressed out. You trying to get to that coolness. You don't have to take off all that hotness. But after you cool off and rest your nerves, the spirit changes. So we need to keep this in mind when we're dealing with our people. Our people are going to be under stress. When reality kicks in, they start getting these notices. The fuck you mean I ain't gonna have no life till November 1st? Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? When the panic kicks in, when the desperation kicks in, when the money's run out. So we need to make sure that we circulate the number to FEMA. Whatever that website is, if y'all can get that to us, let's get this information out to the people as well. But they need to go ahead and register for FEMA now so they can get, you know, if they have to leave and go to another city, where they can at least have their hotel room taken care of. Whatever resources. Now, don't get me wrong. We want everything done that folks got coming. If you've been affected by disaster, apply for your food stamps. Ain't no shame in that. Fuck. Get your FEMA. Ain't no shame in that. This is your money coming back to you. Serious. So, you know, These are great and dreadful times. It's dreadful what's happened, but like the brother said, it's a beautiful thing to see and people's hearts pouring open. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely a beautiful thing. It's wonderful. But as time progresses, if they're gonna have folks without power all this time, we need to be prepared to deal with the frustrations that the people are going through, which is naturally so. But we need to use exercise the proper handling of people. You know, let's do a quick assimilation and how to deal with it right quick, but Lenny, it's ominous, but to catch it.
Oh yeah.
Let's do a quick role play. All right. I'm gonna be the person that is irate. Who wanna go first? The talk me down and calm me down. Which one of y'all wanna go first?
Go ahead, Brother Knowledge.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Boy, I'm going to buzz real quick. God damn.
I knew it.
He trying to be quiet.
Happy birthday, brother. Okay. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, here I go. Right. Here I go. You ready, Knowledge? You got this.
Yeah, I got it. Go ahead.
All right. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, have mercy. I don't know what to do. Oh, my refrigerator, everything is clogged. I ain't got no water, I ain't got no food, I ain't got no man, I ain't got no drugs.
Hold on, sister. Calm down, sister. Power. Come here. Hey, we got you right here, sister. We got you right here. We got you right. We are here. Don't worry about nothing else. You have your life. You have your health. Do you have four walls and a roof? Answer me that. Just that one question. Do you have four walls and a roof?
No, I got two walls and no roof.
All right, sister. Okay, then. We're going to take care of that. We got some hotel stays for you and everything. We're going to hook that up. If you got to come stay with us in our hotel, we got you. Whatever other kids you got, all right? First thing we're going to do, we're going to let you take a good old hot shower.
You mean to tell me I can stay in a hotel with you, Big Knowledge?
We gonna get you a hotel room if you need it by yourself. So that we got you. You gotta take our hotel room, and we'll sleep in the car. We got you. You ain't gonna go without tonight. You gonna have a hot shower. You gonna have food.
We gonna have food.
We gonna have everything you need. Don't worry about these lights. If you know we know they got a hole in the roof. We gonna cover it up with tarp. We got the tarp. We gonna do that. All right, we got that. Don't worry about none of that stuff. We gonna move the debris out of the way. We got water and everything else. We're going to get you some food for the night. We're going to get you some non-perishables. We're going to go in and get a little bag of clothes, whatever you need, and we're going to take care of everything else. Don't worry about nothing. You've got your life. There ain't nothing but shingles and wood that can be put back together, but you got your life. That's all that matters the most. That can be fixed. There ain't nothing but some nails. Ain't them nails and hammers. That's we got that. So don't worry
Thank
about nothing
you,
else. Black Panther Party is here.
I appreciate the water and the place to stay. Y'all some fine brothers. I ain't got no man either. Can you help me down with that, too?
We'll talk about that after we get all this stuff straight, after you get some rest.
Just tell them no, Knowledge. Just tell them no. Don't give them no pause. Just say that we're not here for that, man, but God's going to bless you.
Yeah.
You did good. You did 99% right. Black power. Right on, Knowledge. All right. Now, you get to get captive back. Knowledge, you the victim. But the captain going to talk to you
now. I'm the victim now? Ooh, I'm about to come. All right, hold on. Let me get up to my seat.
For those of you just chiming in, we're dealing with conflict resolution. We got folks who are going to be, you know, in all kinds of emotional states. And we want to make sure that we prepared, you know. These are real things we really ran into. I remember when we first went out for Katrina. Before we left, we were at the, this is a real talk. We went to the Astrodome, they had the Reliance Center, where they had everybody at. And we were just talking to people while we was finna go down there. And it was the lady, she was like, oh, Lord, don't go down there. Don't go. please don't go down now. They doing it. They doing that. We had to calm and lay it down, yo.
Yo.
We actually ran into brothers who, the brothers like, yo, the police shot my brother in the head, yo. I saw the police shoot my brother in the head, yo. Real talk. We had to move people in refrigerators. These are the things that I saw people saying. That's why I was so adamant, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, these are real life scenarios that we witnessed. So there you go, brother, right. Brother Knowledge. You're the victim, right. brother Cassie. Work with them. Action.
Hell no, man. Man, I got a hole inside of my roof. The food going bad. My kids crying, man. The diapers, man, they ran out already, man. Ain't been done 24. I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I'm about to go rob something right now, man. I see anybody on the street. I'm going to get it, man. What y'all looking at?
Oh,
right. What the hell, right. Man?
It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right, brother. I understand, brother. Do you have water? You said you have a baby in the house. Do you have any children with you?
Man, I got these two kids, man. I got 4 bottles of water, man.
Okay, we're going to get you some water, but the main thing is just to be calm. We want to calm down. You know, I don't want you to do anything that's going to cause any harm to you, because if any harm comes to you, you won't be able to look after your child or your wife, your girl, or your children. You know what I'm saying? So that's the main thing right now. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
they
do
some water.
$20, man. Mm-hmm. I'm about to go get my $20. I'm about to go rob them, man. You better get it to me. I'm a cut them.
No, all right. Well, there's no need for that. Like I say, you know, the main thing is your safety. You know what I'm saying? We want you to be safe. I want you to be safe. My name is Brother Katif Sadiq, National Chief of Staff of the New Black Panther Party, the Black Cross Emergency Response Team. We're going to get you some water. You know, we got to sit here and talk. Just talk me and you. Just calm me down for a second. You know, just so you don't do anything that could put yourself in danger. You know, we have water. There's been reports of trees in the road, water, high water flooding. We don't want you to go out and do anything that will put you in the way of that danger. So right now, we're going to make sure we get you some water so that you can some basic cleaning items and materials to make sure that you can take after your family, brother. That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing.
All right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, I like your name. I like your style, player. I like that.
What about them diapers, though? What about them diapers?
Yeah,
you got 99.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
All right, brother Captain got a 99. Black power, black power. Yeah, that's something we got to listen to. We got to learn to listen to the kind of the things that they were saying, like what they mean. People tell me what they really mad about. And that boy need that $20 and them diapers. You got a baby mama and the kid crying with shitty diapers. That's going to motivate you to go do some things. So let's put that to our list. Let's add that to our list on the things that we're requesting. We want to request baby supplies, baby diapers, and baby diapers and formula. That's very key. Sanitary items for the women, feminine hygiene items, toilet paper, you know, let's put that to our list and things that we're requesting. I'm glad you said that, brother. Very good, comrades. See, that was some good role playing right there, but these are real life things. You know, folks went from just, what was that, 2-3 days ago? Where everything was all good, so everything being taken from them. Y'all heard we had a call, even one of our new brothers that was coming on the train. He was so worried about all the stuff he had just bought. You know, he finally got his, you know, he got his apartment the way he wanted it and all this stuff, and he had to leave, you know what I'm saying? And we had to let no brother, I mean, what's more important, your home or whatever? Even one of our other comrades, you know, his parents, we're in the plus. They was talking about staying, riding it out. And we, you know, and he was like, you know, he had to just keep talking to him. Like, let's go ahead and leave. I mean, just a couple of days away. Just a couple of days away. You better be safe than sorry. And thank God they left because that house flooded. You know, we're not just saying things just to, at this time, even though we might have did like a little entertaining little role play, we're not saying things to entertain you. Even our role play is to inform you. You know, we got to
you know, listen to the heart, to the words of the people. And then we don't want to give any false promises, you know what I'm saying? Although we might want to do everything, we have to acknowledge what our capacity is. And if we don't do it, you know, we might can refer somebody else to somebody. Hell, we can't pay for no room, but, like, we can give them the number to FEMA. And the FEMA can pay for their rooms. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, good job, comrades. Good job. If we got anybody else on the line that want to give a report?
Black power, pressing number one. We want to hear reports from the comrades that's been in these affected areas. We've been talking about on the broadcast tonight, pressing number one, so we can put you live to hear your report. But, yeah, that's important. That role play is important. It's Crystal, brother Nod, it's very important.
Right on. So what we going to do, brothers and sisters, we're going to take a quick music break, and then we're going to come back and give you some more updates as far as the weather. I'm sorry, as far as the current road condition. And then we'll, after tonight, after this radio broadcast, I've got a special announcement for some special instructions for the comrades of the party. So be sure to jump on that call. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people without power in New Orleans proper, so they might not have been able to get on this line. But we did have the benefit of having our comrades in Baton Rouge on the line to give us a report. And again, I was able to give secondhand reports from what was called in to us earlier today by the comrades in New Orleans. So, Brother Captain, do you want to give us a quick music break, or do you want to play a clip? Now, mind you, we can play a clip in regards to the COVID. You know, what you want to do? Let's take a quick 10-minute intermission, and we'll come right back. Black Power.
I'll do both. I want to replay that clip from Dr. Christina Parks, where she gave that statement in Michigan. I think that's very important. You had quoted something she had said from that statement earlier tonight. I can't remember specifically what it was, and we'll have a song, and we'll come back into the show. All right, let me cue it up. All right, family. So as y'all know, we've been on this COVID, you know, exposing all this wickedness. We're going to hear a statement from a sister, a good doctor, Dr. Christina Park. She's going to give a statement on this COVID vaccine. Let me cue it up. All right, to visit our national website, www.nbpp.org. Was the sister's name? Oh, right. Yep, that's the sister. All right. Black Power family, check this out. Dr. Christina Parks giving a statement on House Bill 4471, a part of the vaccine mandate rollout. Black Power.
Hello, my name is Dr. Christina Parks. I received my PhD in cellular and molecular biology right here in the state of Michigan from University of Michigan Medical School. And so I'm very well versed in the science of both these mRNA gene therapy, vaccines, this kind of technology, as well as what a vaccine is designed to do in the body, what it can do, what it can't do, and the fact that this is extremely complex science that has been oversimplified in the media to basically take away our freedom of choice. What I want to address today in this limited time is the fact that vaccine requirements and mandates are based on the faulty assumption that the vaccines in question prevent transmission of the pathogen, right? Does the vaccine for DTaP prevent transmission? No. Does the vaccine for flu prevent transmission? No. Do the vaccines for COVID prevent transmission? No. In fact, they were never designed to do that. All right, so you're asking, what about this 95% effectiveness? If you look at those clinical trials, they do not say that they prevent transmission. They expressly say that they're measuring whether they attenuate symptoms. So they're 95% effective based on their clinical trials at attenuating symptoms for the first variant, which is essentially gone in our population. Right now, the predominant variant is the Delta, and CDC Director Walensky basically said that these vaccines have no ability to prevent infection by and transmission of the Delta variant. So Our policy needs not to be built on the hope of what we think something we want it to do, but what the data actually tell us. So do these viruses prevent, do the vaccines prevent the virus from infecting and replicating in the nose and nasopharynx? No. They've only been shown to prevent that replication in the lungs. They're different. The mucosa is very different than the lungs. It's very different than the blood. You inject it to the blood. You make antibodies in your blood. The virus isn't infecting your blood. It's infecting your mucosa, and you don't produce any IgA to neutralize it. In fact, recent studies have shown that the vaccinated, especially with the Delta variant, and the unvaccinated have similar amounts of virus in their nose and throat. In Barnstable, Massachusetts, the CDC tracked an outbreak of 469 cases of COVID. 74% occurred in fully vaccinated, and 4 out of 5 of those hospitalized were vaccinated. All right, so maybe they are mandating this because they just didn't know with the COVID. And so my main complaint is with our health agencies and the CDC, who basically know better and are misleading the public. So let's look at DTaP, which the scientists and the CDC have known since 2014 that the acellular pertussis vaccine does not prevent people from getting infected with the pertussis bacteria and passing it to others. In fact, it was never designed to do that. The vaccine was designed to neutralize the pertussis toxin. Pertussis, we know it as whooping cough. It can be fatal for children under 6 months. So neutralizing this toxin saves lives, all right? I'm not going to debate that. But what it doesn't do is neutralize the bacteria. So what happens is fully vaccinated children go to daycare, they pick up that bacteria, and they come home and they give it to their newborn brother or sister. They get deathly ill, and they go to the hospital. Hopefully, our medical professionals are able to save them. But who do they blame? Now the CDC is blaming anti-vaxxers for the limitations of this vaccine design. I suggest that they be transparent and tell parents that although it is preventing severe disease in their children, it is not preventing transmission because we have created a whole class of asymptomatic pertussis carriers who are increasing the disease. Now, the old DTP vaccine that many of you who are my age or older got did prevent transmission. When we switched to the safer acellular version, they knew that it was never designed to prevent transmission. It was safer. It had less adverse events, but pertussis cases have gone through the roof. There's a resurgence in pertussis because of the design of the vaccine, and the vaccinologists know this. They're trying to address it, and so we cannot mandate that something that does not prevent transmission. All right, what about the flu vaccine? Well, they have shown that basically there's no difference, there's no statistical difference if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, whether you get the flu or not. But it's even worse because although that first year it is somewhat effective, it's about 65% effective at preventing symptoms in you, after that it actually has negative efficacy. And I want to address this because it's very important. Vaccines are made to a specific variant. And when that variant mutates, the vaccine no longer recognizes it. And so it's like you're seeing a completely new virus. And because that's so, you actually get more severe symptoms when you're vaccinated against one variant, and then it mutates, and then your body sees the other variant. So there's the potential, and the science shows that, in fact, with the flu, if you get vaccinated in multiple years, you are more likely to get severe disease, you are more likely to have more viral replication, and you are more likely to be hospitalized, both in adults and in children. We are seeing the same thing in COVID with the Delta variant. And so we are mandating that people get a vaccine that could actually make them more sick when they're exposed to the virus. In fact, this week, a paper came out, and what it showed is that with this Delta variant, when you're vaccinated, your body makes antibodies that are supposed to neutralize the virus, but they were supposed to neutralize the old variant. When they see this new variant, what they're doing is the antibodies are taking the virus and helping it infect the cells. All right, that science was just published this week. We need to be looking at the science, and we need our policy to reflect the science, and we also need it to reflect our rights. Okay. And so as a PhD who knows the science, I'm in the category of the most vaccine-hesitant group. Yes, PhDs are the most vaccine-hesitant, followed by people who have less than a high school degree because they know what they don't know and they don't trust their government. And many people, the other group that is very vaccine hesitant, are African Americans. 70% of African Americans have not taken this vaccine. Why? Because they don't trust their government. Do they have reason not to trust their government? Well, between the years of 1930 and 1970, the CDC conducted the Tuskegee experiment, where they took untreated males with syphilis and they refused to treat them. Even after antibiotics became available, they still did not treat them and they did not tell them that they had syphilis. They told those people that they were there to secure their health, and they did not secure their health. They abused them. You say, well, that was in the past, although I don't think 1970 was that long ago. Well, in 2012, whistleblower William Thompson came forward and said, we published a study that said MMR does not cause autism, but we lied. In fact, we shredded data that showed that when black boys are vaccinated on time, they have increased rates of autism diagnosis, and we shredded it and we left it out of the paper. As an African American and a PhD, I want to ask each of you, are we going to exclude 70% of African American people from the workforce and from education? Right, my ancestors did not work this hard. I come from a family that worked very hard, and I'm very aware that my privileges are dependent on the work of my grandmother and my great-grandmother, and I have great respect for these people that put me where I am. And yet you're telling me that my son will not be able to be educated if, based on the history of African Americans in this country, that he doesn't want to be vaccinated? All right, so I will leave you with that question. Who are we going to exclude from the workforce? Are we going to continue with discrimination and segregation in the United States of America? Thank you.
All my life I had to fight, nigga. All my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? Alright, nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it, I know it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a regal. Digging in my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your chico. I don't talk about it, be about it, every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it, heaven I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I strap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me?
prayers.
I remember you was conflicted.
All black power, black power. You back here live on New Black Panther Party Radio on day 545, our Black Cross broadcast. We're live on the line tonight with our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad. Can you still hear me, comrade? Black power, black power. We also have on the line with us.
Right on, I'm here. Had to come out mute. Sorry about that.
All right, it's all good. Black power. Let's get a mic check from our national minister of communications, as well as our chairman out in Baton Rouge, Brother Big Knowledge and Sister Amina. Can you both still hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Black power, black power. What about Sister Amina? Word queen, can you still hear us?
Black power, black power. Yeah, so we're here, brother. We're here. Yeah, so, you know, the COVID scheme is still in place. We're not going to forget about that. You know. Boy, I tell you, I guess the Most High said, y'all think y'all tough, huh? Boy, he laid some burdens on us. But we can handle it, though. We can handle it. We must handle it. It's on our watch. You know, I just thought about, like Brother Nada said earlier, man, it's the people have good hearts, you know what I'm saying? People have good hearts, you know. We just got to pull our resources, you know, get out on the ground and help, you know what I'm saying? It could be us tomorrow. Anywhere, any eye, but y'all been keeping an eye on that other storm that came from Africa. Didn't you say it ain't coming our way?
Oh,
it's going somewhere.
I've been keeping
an
eye on it. It's actually going on. I've been keeping a third, both my left, my right, and my third eye, I tell you. But actually,
yes.
It's traveling north. And it's going to be in by Friday, it'll actually be in the Bermuda Triangle. From there, it's really nowhere close.
Florida.
Right. Well, it's way out from Florida. Right. But it doesn't look like it's going toward Florida. It's just in the Bermuda Triangle area.
Oh, well, hopefully it gets into the Bermuda Triangle and disappears like all them planes and shit.
Exactly. Exactly.
Seriously. Uh-huh. Lord knows the Caribbean islands don't need no more heat. Cuba don't need no more
heat. Exactly.
We damn sure don't need no more heat around here in the Gulf. They don't need no more heat in Florida. So, yeah, but shit. In the meantime, in between time, we got an immediate mission to get on down into New Orleans, the Slidell area, and go ahead, supplies to all those around the area and bring supplies to the people. We want to remind everybody to go to Cash App, $, Black Power Dollar, and give your donation. You can mark it in the comments and the notes what your donation is for, and it'll be greatly appreciated, brothers and sisters. Now, we got a lot of folks been hold on. Okay. Yeah, I was just getting an update. We were trying to, folks were asking about what was going on with ozone. And I just got an update there. They have identified an attorney that's willing to, work with the down payment, what folks have now, and just to pay a few. I was over that, so they're trying to get that locked down. Hopefully that'll be taken care of this week for everybody that's asking. I just got a message from the queen that's handling his, on the family, his family side, that's handling that business for those who are asking. So, yeah, I mean, we still got regular business that we must take care of. So with that being said, we are encouraging people. We will be conducting emergency response training. We also will be conducting self-defense training, weapons trainings, and things of that nature for civilians.
You're going to be hearing a lot of that coming out in the next few weeks. Of course, internally we are constantly training, but we are have a few enterprises that have come into place and a few basically out of need for necessity, a few disaster response trainings that we're going to need to take and make sure that we bring them to the people. So we want to thank everyone that's been out there volunteering on the ground so far, that's been out rescuing people off of roofs and things of that nature. It's no joke. It's because the mainstream media might not be broadcasting it. We are still getting reports, so we're going to have to do for self. Yes, that's definitely the case. Anybody else on the line that needs to come on and get a report, this is the time to do it.
Yes, yes.
Speak now for all your peace.
Now it's
time. Press number one. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Who we got? Who we got? Press number one. Who we got? You ain't got nobody?
All right.
We ain't got nobody right now.
I know y'all not hurricane out. I know y'all ain't tired of people already. Can't be. But we done ran the gamut. You know what I'm saying? At this point, you know, we done ran the gamut. We were been here ahead of time before it came. We were able to give reports while it was going on. And now here's the aftermath, the cleanup, the assistance due to the blackouts and the power outages. So, you know, again, we thank the Creator the Most High. There wasn't a high amount of people that, you know, that passed because of this. But we do have people that are having to deal with survival in regards to being out of power. So we'll get in and do what we can do on our part. And we thank everyone that has the voice to listen and that supports this broadcast as well. So that's what I got. You know, we've been, I'm not going to lie, you know, I'm dog tired. We've been moving since this has happened. So I'm going to give me a good rest, and then we're going to be ready as soon as the sun come up, get to galvanize the supplies and material and get ready to hit the road. You know what I'm saying? So I want to hear from you guys right after tonight's show. We're going to do that brief organizing call. Everyone needs to get some good rest. Don't be out too late. You know what I'm saying? And be prepared for the long haul for us to be out giving supplies at least as best we can to help our people. So Black Power.
Black Power, man. Black Power, comrades. Black Power. I feel like Brother Big Knowledge said, you know, and if you wanted to say anything before we close out, brother, you know, I'm so proud of being a part of the new Black Panther Party, man. People don't even understand sometimes. Really, people don't understand sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And it's so powerful, you know, to be along with a bunch of our people who really care, you know, as much as we do, you know. And it was good to hear that report from you, Brother Big Knowledge, about the upliftment, the uplifting spirit that the people have right now. But I just reiterate, and we'll see what you have to say, brother. I just reiterate, as Sister Crystal said, you know, don't let that fool you. You know what I'm saying? Be prepared to deal with any situation, and also de-escalate situations. You know, and whatever may come, take charge of your post on All Black Nation property and view. Did you have anything else to add? Brother Big Knowledge, brother, did you have anything else to add?
You know, not too much. You know, like I said, you know, like you said, we gonna survive every time. You know, we have to, in order to help the people, you have to understand the people. You understand? There's no sense of me being a millionaire and saying I'm there for the people. I'm making $1 million, but I'm not spending $1 million on the people. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to, in order to understand it, we have to put our boots on the ground. You understand what I'm saying? We have to know what they know. We have to feel what they feel. You know, we have to be there with them, you know, 100%. There's a lot of people who have the resources but don't have the heart to be on the ground. That doesn't make any sense. You know, we that's who we are. We take our pennies, we rub them together, and we make sure that people have what they need 100%. It's come from a place of love because we're making a sacrifice. If we're not making sacrifices, yeah, we don't even need to do it. And we all making sacrifices, personally and as a group, as a, you know, formation and as
people, you know, that are vanguard. So, like I said, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate the people, seeing the people out there today, this morning and this afternoon, you know, doing what they need to do, smiles on their faces.
Hey, Brother
still.
Knowledge, have you heard from James? Because some of those streets that say a flood, that's in Holly Grove area.
Yeah, James is okay. James is good right now. They still don't have power down there. He's doing fine, but I'm gonna check up on him. But he's been texting here and there when he can. But they still don't have power or anything yet. But as far as flooding happening more, I haven't heard anything from like that from him.
Send him that list. Hold on. Let me send this list that Captain sent me. Let me see. Send them this list, and we don't need them to confirm the situation down there. Shit, where'd it go? Oh, that wasn't Cactus sent me there. That was Ominous sent me there. Hold on, I'm about to send it to you. Oh, Ominous, you still here?
Hold on, you talking about that the list of food?
No, the list of streets that was down. I just sent it to you.
I
just sent it to him too. All right, just send that to James because a few of those streets are over there where he's at.
Okay.
All right, Amina. So yeah, go ahead, Laramie. Big Knowledge and the Amina. Y'all can go on, close us out. MBPP.org. Click that donate button. Cash App to Black Power Dollar.
Yeah, that's all I had. Yeah, no doubt. NBPPBlackCross.com, NBPP.org, $BlackPowerDollar. If you want to donate to the Baton Rouge chapter so we can get these things going. And Sister Amina is in the streets right now making that happen, burning the streets up right now, tires to the ground, boots to the ground, $NBPPBR. We've already got some donations making things happen. Tom, you want to give them a report on what's going on across the river in Plaquemines Parish and Iberville?
Iberville Parish. Iberville is actually good. Everybody, the majority of the people has electricity. And where I'm at, they never went without electricity. So, yeah, everybody over here good.
Okay, good. You know, and like we always say,
let's make sure we're getting folks to send the contribution to the Black Cause. We got people trying to move and hit the ground. We need the resources to do it. All right. All right, Black Power.
Oh yeah, Black Power. Like you said, it's about the people first. And like I said, Sister Amina, like I always say, National Minister of Communication, she got the biggest heart. The first thing she thought about. We got to get to the people first, and that's what matters. You know, we go with our lives and everything else, but we got to make sure the people are blessed. That's the sacrifice right there. You know, you're sacrificing our time, our finances. We also making sure our hearts are in the right places. And it's not a rarity to come across, but we got to teach our people that. And if they don't have it, guess what? We teach them that. You understand what I'm saying? We do that conflict resolution. We make sure things are happening the way they're supposed to happen. You understand? We don't wait on these politicians. They make every mistake you can make daily. So we make sure we fill in that gap for the people. You know, make sure we fall in line. You know, we make sure people we got friends. They got they can't get in their driveways and people that don't have lights. And guess what? They ready to go and help the people. They ready to go cut some tree limbs and whatnot. That's the kind of people that we are connected to. We make sure that if you got an organization and you say you freedom fighter, you say you for the people, and you say you donating all that, guess what? Where is that? Show and prove. You know, if you say, oh, I like feeding the home, but come on out here. We're doing it twice a month here in Baton Rouge. You understand what I'm saying? You say you want to give supplies out, guess what you got? You got only you got the box of soap, guess what? That's something we can put in the bag and give to the people 100%. You know, so and that's that checkpoint. To make sure people talking, you know what I'm saying? We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk. That's 100%. You know, we just not just out here just playing checkers and whatever, Connect Four and all that kind of. No, no, we making sure things come together for the people, 100%. You know, you got Brother James right now. He's in New Orleans, you know, with his mother and his sister. That was a sacrifice. He went down there right before the storm to make sure his mother and his sister had a vanguard with them. You understand what I'm saying? He took it out of his heart and his time. You understand what I'm saying? He did that. That is a vanguard. That is heart right there. That is strong. People say, well, it's not the smartest move. No, it was the best move. Some people don't have the means to leave. And guess what? He made sure he brought his truck, he brought his supplies down there to stay with his mother and his sister to make sure they were consoled, not only spiritually, because he could do that over the phone, because he is a ordained minister. He made sure he was a vanguard physically there for his mother and his sister. So big shouts out to Brother James down there right now. We're going to check on him in a minute and make sure he has what he needs. Like I said, that is the sacrifice that we talk about. He could have did something else. He could have gotten his truck and drove to Shreveport and just called his people. Guess what? He's down there right now. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason to do anything for the people. We're not going to